Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A Southeast Iowa Republican has been elected as the majority leader in the State House of Representatives. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports the caucus chose Bobby Kaufman, who was born in Muscatine and grew up in Wilton, as their new leader on Monday.
Kaufman is replacing Representative Matt Winchittle, who resigned his leadership role to run for Congress in Iowa's 4th District. Kaufman says he's honored to be the majority leader. He says he's committed to uniting House Republicans to advance policies that strengthen the economy and support families. Kaufman was first elected to the Iowa House in 2012 and has chaired the House committee that's in charge of tax policy. He's also the son of Republican Party of Iowa Chair Jeff Kaufman. Pat Grassley will continue to serve as Speaker of the House, the top position in that chamber. He says Kaufman's bold leadership style has brought Republicans together to move the state forward. Kaufman has previously said he'll work to kill every bill proposed by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds because she vetoed a bill restricting eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Muscatine's HNI Corporation is merging with another workplace furnishing company based in Iowa. HNI and Steelcase Incorporated of Grand Rapids announced the deal on Monday. The company will acquire Steelcase in a cash and stock transaction worth about $2.2 billion. HNI plans to keep its corporate headquarters in Muscatine while maintaining the Steelcase HQ in Grand Rapids as part of the deal. HNI was founded in 1944 and employs about 7,000 workers worldwide. Utility bills for Iowa American Water customers in the Quad Cities and Clinton are going up this month. The Iowa Utilities Commission approved the rate increase to cover the cost of about $157 million in infrastructure upgrades. The average bill for a customer using around 4,000 gallons of water will rise about $8 per month. The new rate went into effect on Friday. Meanwhile, several of the scientists who helped write a report about water quality in central Iowa say there are physical and political challenges to addressing the situation there. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has more.
The Central Iowa Source Water Research Assessment lays out a long list of challenges facing the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers. More intense flooding and droughts, nitrates, fecal bacteria. Over 600 people registered for an event at Drake University in Des Moines to learn more about the report. Larry Weber is the director of the Center for Hydrologic Development at the University of Iowa. He says improving water quality in the state also requires data.
We have to have data.
Yep.
And for the state to defund the water quality monitoring network while our nutrient load continues to rise is not an indication that they're serious about solving this issue.
The researchers say with the loss in state funding, the number of nitrate sensors in rivers is expected to drop from 80 to 20 starting next year. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
St. Ambrose University is setting up a varsity women's wrestling program to begin competing in the 2026-27 academic year. The university announced on Monday that a head coach will be hired during the current academic year to lead recruiting, scheduling, and program development. St. Ambrose is looking to recruit an initial class of about 10 student athletes, reaching about 20 wrestlers within 4 years. The women's program is part of the university's strategic facilities plan, which included expanding capacity when the men's wrestling team launched in 2021. The current facility includes dedicated space for a women's team with its own locker rooms and office areas. This is WVIK News.